from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob, have you ever autographed a baby before? Or kissed one?
No. No, I've done a few autographs at places that I didn't ever expect to be signing, but yes, not a baby.
Can you elaborate, please? Like, are you talking Happy Gilmore autographs?
It was a former Marine who he always liked what we did with sports, and he wanted me to autograph his above his shoulder. So I went into this tattoo shop that I've never been into in my life.
Oh, to get tattooed. Okay.
Yeah, tattooed, but it was a tattoo signature. It was, I put, here's to you, Pompanay and Easy, and I put the guy's name and, you know, best wishes, all that stuff.
So there's a guy in Pittsburgh that has your signature on his body?
Yes, tattooed.
That's a flex.
That's like our boy Big M, who's got PMT.
We did that on a show called Fan Nation he used to have, and so that was, I said, are you sure? Because I don't. I feel like this is bad. But no, he said, always watch your programs. I said, okay, fine. I'm honored. Especially because he was a military guy.
Oh, absolutely. Love the military.
Pop, our guy Big Ed Vega, who wears the overalls and no shirt to Steelers games on the road, he had the big clock on in Jacksonville with the beer in his head, you know, in the hand and a hard hat on. He has PM team tattooed on his body.
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's an honor. I mean, what you can receive a lot of honors in your life, but oh, geez, here comes another ball. I've been almost hit twice here waiting for you guys.
Where are you?
We're at the Jerome Bettis Mel Blount charity golf tournament put together by HM3 and the Pence Fund at Treesdale. So a lot of good golfers, a lot of wayward golfers. I'm in the track of one right now.
Well, two very famous things happened at that golf course now 3 years ago. Malzie almost got beat up by Joey Porter. And Jim Colony got his first career hole-in-one at that event, Bob. And then because it was all the ex-Steelers players and bigwigs, he had to go into the clubhouse in Treesdale and pick up the tab as his custom.
Which was a big
stress
for
him. With a hole-in-one. So picture that. If you get a hole-in-one today, that's probably going to cost you, what, 10 grand, would you say?
Well, there's 160 golfers here, so you figure out what they and what they charge. Probably a lot of money, yeah. So.
And they're not drinking Shirley Temples in there, Bob.
There's hole-in-one insurance, though, Bob. Pony doesn't even know what hole-in-one insurance is, though.
Oh, I do.
Correct.
You have to protect yourself at some point.
Bob, I'm going to ask you to look into that Pompiani crystal ball while you're drinking a transfusion. What are the Pirates going to do with the trade deadline? We're now 5 days out.
Well, if it were me, I would acquire a couple of bats. I just think you need as much offense as you can get, given what this pitching has told you all season long, which is they're very capable of being in just about every game. Six innings, you got a good back half of the bullpen that can close out games. So all you need is a little bit more run support. Why wouldn't you do it? So I'm willing to go out and get a bigger bat and then somebody, you know, maybe who can, you know, help me off the bench with a big bat. But you
so
need
who's number one on your wish list?
We see too many of these games.
Who's number one on the wish list?
Well, I don't know if Rooker is the perfect person, but he's a bat who has an OPS who I like. You know, I don't know where you – and I really don't care where you play him. Just get his stick in the lineup.
According to Jim like Bowden, of course, your old buddy from Point Park.
Yes, we just had Jim on, and he wishes you well, Bob.
Yeah, he also basically said he kind of laughed and said, yeah, I like Brent Rooker as a DH. So it sounds like that guy could come to the ballpark without a glove and be fine.
Yeah, that's all I – you know, get production out of it, absolutely. I wouldn't mind that at all.
But would you be fine with putting McCutchen on the bench for Rooker? Because he's not going to play right field, Bob.
Well, I would be fine with playing McCutchen every now and then in the outfield, switching off, whatever the case may be. I just want more bats. And I think they're in a position now where you should be able to take advantage of a situation that you may not have thought would have existed, but because of Skeens and Jones and some of the other contributions you got from your starters, you pretty much are sure to be in just about every game. So one or two hits can make a huge difference. That's why I do it. And I'd be proactive knowing that you're knocking on the door here. There's no guarantee this could happen next year. Next year there could be injuries, things happen, teams get hot, you don't have the same position. There's a quagmire of teams all together, and you're one of them. You could, because of your pitching, you could win.
Bob, an abrupt shift to the Steelers. Dan Moore Jr. starting at left tackle today with the ones. Yes or no, does Dan Moore Jr. start at left tackle week one for the Steelers?
I'd say no. Because I just think that's, you know, Mike Tomlin likes to reward veterans if they go into camp and let others know that you have to work hard to supplant them. So, and I believe that when it's time to play that first game in Atlanta, he won't be the starting left tackle.
Russell Wilson out with a calf injury, so it was Justin Fields with the first team. Again, pull out that crystal ball. Will Justin Fields start a game at quarterback for the Steelers in the 2024 season? Yes or no, and why?
You're talking about any game because of any reason?
Yes.
Yes, just because of injuries over the course of 17 games, I think that may be a reason. Depending on how things go offensively, I still think Russell Wilson has some pretty good football in him, and he's smart enough to know how it works. I think there's probably going to be an injury or two along the way. And so if he gets an opportunity, even if he doesn't, Pony and Multi, I would make sure he's in my game plan somehow, some way. It doesn't have to be a lot of opportunities, but just something to throw him in there because he has too much talent to ignore.
Bob, you mentioned military. I told the story before we brought you on that I had a girlfriend who sent pictures of herself in bikinis and lingerie to a guy who was deployed in Iraq and said, when I asked her about it, well, he is protecting our freedoms and sacrificing for us, so that's why she thought it was acceptable or okay to send those pictures. Should I have broken up with her on the spot, or was that a good justification for doing it?
That's a good justification for doing it, I think.
Wow.
I mean, military people are, you know, they sacrifice an awful lot. So
I know,
not...
but that gives new meaning to supporting our troops, Bob.
I am a big fan of military people. I have too many friends of mine who've gone over and have had serious injuries because of it, and I know what they do, and man, I just can't say enough about the people who are willing to sacrifice for people like us, you know? I mean, who don't get that chance to do it or wouldn't do it or couldn't do it. So I have a fondness in my heart for a lot of people who serve this country.
Well, Pony, it sounds like you made the wrong move breaking up with her then.
Yeah, I should have said, you
but
know
you
what?
ended up with a great situation, Pony. You have no problem
no regrets.
With her. You got a great family. So it all works out the way it's supposed to.
Bob, hit him straight out there,
yep.
All right?
We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, hold on. Colby Armstrong is about to hit a shot. You want to hear the narration?
Yeah,
yes.
Give us the Jim Nantz play-by-play,
okay.
Please.
All right. Armstrong, with about a 78-yard shot into the wind, his pale legs, very obvious to those around him. He has no sun whatsoever on those legs. And he hits one very close to the pin with some backspin. Colby Armstrong getting it done.
And now to Frank Nabilo on 13. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. See ya.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.